Hi, my name is Taylor, and I'm gay. I just realized I'm gay 7 months ago and was in a relationship with a man for 9 years. You're probably wondering how I got here. For those of you who don't know me, I'm going to give you a backstory and then you're going to definitely wonder, how did I get here? So here we go. Welcome to Realizations. Hey, just to kind of flip your world upside down.
My name is Taylor.
And I'm gay.
I don't even know where I start this myself.
My name is Taylor. I'm 26 years old. I feel like I'm in AA. And I'm a lesbian. I had been in a relationship with a man for 9 years and just realized I was a lesbian at 25 years old. That was not traumatizing at all. So basically, I grew up thinking I was straight, like most people do, except for those of you who actually had a good understanding of themselves. You probably knew whether you were straight or gay at an early age, but I always just assumed I was straight and proceeded life that way until one day I woke up and was like, oh, I'm gay. I was 17 when I got in this relationship. I had been in another serious relationship, I guess if you call that serious, prior to this for like a year with another man. And I like dated, if in quotation marks, dated a bunch of guys like in middle school, high school, I guess. Me and my most current ex really had a good relationship. You know, a lot of people say you grow together or you grow apart. And I mean, I guess in some senses we did grow apart because I'm a lesbian. But in a lot of ways we grew together, or we just at least coexisted very well. We had a great friendship and we just went through a lot of life experience and time together. His family was like my family. I mean, I really feel like in some senses it was a marriage without obviously being married. You know, we did have a good relationship on a emotional level, and we were great friends. And so, you know, again, I'll go into why I did not realize I was a lesbian sooner, but quickly, you know, one of the reasons I think is I had a misinterpretation of what being in love should be. And, you know, I thought as long as you have a really good partnership, a really good friendship, as long as you work well together and like, coexist through life well together, you know, that's going to be a really strong and good relationship. And I think, you know, those elements are definitely important, but there's a whole other side of things that should be involved in a relationship that weren't, because I was gay and didn't realize it. And so, you know, I stayed in my relationship partially because of that. And I kind of accepted like the housewife role. Like, I'm going to be a housewife. I'm just going to, you know, live that life that everyone around where I live lives. You know, I kind of accepted that for myself. And I remember having conversations with people before I even realized what was going on. And I think a lot of people thought I was settling. And I don't think they understood why I was settling, like what made it be that way. But, you know, I think a lot of people got that vibe from me, that I felt like I was settling. And, you know, I didn't think I was settling at the time because I was with a great partner, and we had a great relationship, and I didn't want to be with a different guy. I didn't want to go date other men. So, you know, to me, I wasn't really settling, but, in hindsight, I definitely was. He did want to kind of move forward in our relationship. We had, been together for 9 years, so I think he was kind of looking to take the next step, and I was always kind of holding back, not really wanting to do that. Again, not knowing why. I think, you know, my mom got married young, so she's always, anytime anyone's getting married right now at my age, she's always like, why is this person getting married? Why is that person getting married? They have so much time. And so I think, you know, I kind of took that on, like, oh, yeah, like, why are we getting married? I don't want to get married. Where other people, like, genuinely want to get married. But now looking back, I think something deep down inside of me knew that I was gay. I just never wanted to take the next step. He was going through school and I was pushing things back until he would finish this or he would finish that. And I kept kind of trying to push it back. And as it was approaching closer, the next step as that was approaching, I was getting more and more nervous and apprehensive and, you know, would look up like proposal anxiety and stuff, and people said like it was a real thing, and I'm like, okay, okay, you know, okay, like I'm normal. Again, little did I know I'm gay, and that's probably why I had anxiety about it. Everyone's like, okay, how do you know you're gay? I'm gonna do a full episode going into that more in depth, but basically how I got here, I downloaded an app called Clubhouse, not a dating app, but for those of you who don't know what Clubhouse is an audio app. If you know what Twitter Spaces is or like Spotify Green Room, that's Clubhouse, but Clubhouse was like really cool when it was in its heyday. The app, basically, if you don't even know what any of those other things are, you have a bunch of different rooms about everything. There were rooms where people are just casually talking and sharing about themselves. There was, you know, rooms about how to 10x your business and marketing tips and, you know, all those type of serious rooms, real estate, blah, blah, blah. There would be like shoot your shot rooms, which are essentially like coming in a room and being like, oh, I like you. Let me slide into your DMs. There's just so many different types of rooms on Clubhouse. So you could go on and kind of get whatever you wanted out of it. Basically, you would get on the app, go to a room, and then you could either just sit in the audience and listen, or you could raise your hand and get on stage. At the time, there were a lot of people on, a lot of really cool people, and a lot of celebrities too, like Paris Hilton was on, Elon Musk had come on like a few times, Deadmau5, you know, essentially you could talk to these big name people. So I kind of fell into a group within this app. It also got very high school, like you would have like a group and, you know, certain people were cool, certain people were not cool. I definitely got excluded, story of my life. It felt very high school, but at the same time, it was very fun. This was kind of when the pandemic was still pretty heightened, everything was still kind of locked down. And so there wasn't a lot of social things going on. So a lot of people use this app as their social outlet. So yeah, I downloaded this app because I had been hearing about it for a while, and I always get on the apps late. I'm always jumping on everything late. So I was like, you know what? If Clubhouse is the next big app, which people were saying it would be, it's definitely not, but people were saying at the time it could be. And so I was like, I need to get on this app. And it's an invite only app, which actually kind of made it cool because, I mean, one, it was exclusive, but I had like a few different groups over the course of my time on this app. One of the groups I kind of became part of, I met all these really, really cool people, and there was a couple of us that kind of didn't quite fit in. Like, we were in the group, but we weren't, like, the cool ones, so we kind of started our own group, and one girl who was more accepted than we were kind of came into our group, too, because she was just very likable, very funny, cool person. We used to call ourselves the Misfits, so she was part of the Misfits, and we were like somewhat friends, but we didn't really talk that much. She was just kind of in the group, and so was I, until one day she pulled me into a private room to like talk about something. I don't even know what, but talk about something. And we talked like for hours that day, just her and I, about musical theater and the Spice Girls and just like random stuff. And I think the day after that, she like FaceTimed me, which she keeps saying is very out of character for her. But yeah, so she FaceTimed me and we talked for a long time. And from then on, we talked every single day. By the way, this girl lives in London, so there's a time difference here. So, so we talked every day within our time zones. And we became really good friends. And for some reason, it's always been difficult for me to be friends with women. I don't know why. Maybe it has to do with the fact that I'm gay and didn't realize it. Maybe. But yeah, I've always kind of struggled in my friendships with girls. As a child in middle school and high school, like I just really had trouble finding a friend group, especially when it was girls. I could always get along with guys, like, all the time. I was really close with guys. I usually always had, like, a guy best friend, at every period of my life, but girl best friends, it was a lot harder. I did have, you know, a select few that I feel like I'm still close with to this day, but, overall, it was really hard for me to make friends with girls, and so when I found girls that I really connected with, you know, I was just like, okay, cool, like, this is a new friend. And so, you know, I was just stoked to have a new friend. Her and I got along well. We had been through a lot of similar life experiences. We were also very different. So, like, I feel like I could learn a lot from her. And we just became really good friends and, you know, would talk every day. And yeah, I mean, we just formed a friendship until a few weeks in, I was at my boyfriend's house and I was talking to her and he was playing his video game. He had his headphones in. He took one of his headphones off and was listening to me. And I remember like watching him doing that and feeling kind of really uncomfortable about it. So I think my demeanor kind of shifted, but he made comments afterwards that it sounded like I was talking to a guy and that I was being very flirty. And there probably was definitely some truth in that I didn't even realize. But apparently I was being very flirty with her. And, you know, I just kind of was like, well, I was uncomfortable because you were listening to me, which was true. But I also think I probably was flirting with her and didn't realize it. And, you know, he would make comments here and there, and I think he started to see something that I didn't see. And another, you know, week or two went by, and I started having some type of feelings that I was like, huh, that's weird. That's weird. I've never felt like that really kind of ever, but also especially towards a woman. And so that's when I kind of was like, huh. And then I also watched an episode of Black Mirror called San Junipero, and I had seen it before, and I had liked it. Every Black Mirror episode I had seen once and then moved on, but I decided to watch it again. I watched it and I really looked at it like me and the girl that I was talking to. And it really made me go, oh, huh, that's interesting. And I remember watching it and crying because I felt like, oh my gosh, I think I have feelings for this girl, but I could never, ever live a life like that, which sounds like horrible, but I could never, I have it in my journal where I was like, I could never come out to this person and that person and that person. I could never end my relationship of 9 years that I was very comfortable in, very comfortable. And I do not like change. And so I remember watching that episode and just crying because I was like, I could never do that. I could never be in love with a girl, and I can never face certain people and tell them that this is what I think is going on with me. I remember really feeling at a loss. I was so confused. I didn't really realize, oh, you're a lesbian. At first I was just like, you just like this one girl. But I just remember being so sad after watching the episode, because I feel like I watched it with such, like, you know, I wish there was a San Junipero. Like, I wish I could, you know, be with this girl in some alternate universe. And then I was very confused, obviously, and would journal. I've always journaled, but that month I, like, went through a whole notebook just journaling and going through every aspect of my life, every boy I ever liked, every relationship I was in, every crush I ever had, went over my friendships and maybe if I felt any type of way about any of them, you know, just went over the course of my life, you know, reflected on it for like a month straight. It's a very traumatizing thing to kind of go through something like this, to think that you're straight for 25 years, to think that you are straight, and then essentially to wake up one day and realize that you're not, is super traumatizing. I think it made it way more difficult that I was in a relationship with a guy for 9 years, because, I mean, one, You have to explain it to them and make decisions that are very, very hard. I had to make probably the hardest decision of my whole entire life while going through this. But you also don't know if people around you are going to be okay with this. And people are going to be very confused because they're like, what? You have been dating a guy for 9 years. How could you be gay? I think it makes it more confusing versus, you know, people who haven't really dated around, you know, I think people that never really had a relationship. And if they come out, I mean, every situation is different. But I think, you know, if someone hasn't really been in relationships and then they come out, it's kind of like, oh, okay, like, you know, maybe that's why they weren't really dating men, obviously, because, or dating women, if, you know, whichever way it goes. But for someone like me who had been in a relationship for 9 years and people were like, oh, they're going to get married, like, it's a very solid relationship. And then to turn around and be like, oh, hi guys, I'm gay and I'm just figuring this out myself. I'm just trying to go through it. It's very confusing for people because, you know, it was confusing for me until I went over the whole course of my life for months and obsessed over it and tried to find where I went wrong in not realizing this. I'm going to do an episode about like coming out, especially coming out to my ex, because that was a whole can of worms. And I think it's really important to talk about it because, you know, going through this, I learned that there's a lot of people that are in relationships or married to men and they didn't realize it. And to come out to someone, especially like that, is really, really hard because you have to make the choice to give everything up, one, but also know that that person may or may not accept you. They may or may not ever want to speak to you again, because for them, that's traumatizing too. They thought they were in a relationship with someone who was straight, and you're blindsiding them, and you're coming out of nowhere saying, hey, just to kind of flip your world upside down, I'm gay. But yeah, basically, I, you know, went through a whirlwind of a few months journaling, again, reflecting on my whole life. And I also did get a therapist, but by the time I had gotten the therapist, I kind of had been reflecting on this for a month. And, you know, I went to the first meeting with my therapist, and, you know, told her what was going on, told her the feelings I was having and how I felt and how this came up, and, you know, basically gave her the 411. She gave me like some options. Like, she gave me 3 options for the next week. She was like, you can either talk to your ex about this and try to move forward in a relationship there, and see what you guys can do. You can break up altogether. And by the next week when we met, I came in knowing what I had to do. Not necessarily what I wanted to do at the time, but I knew what I had to do because I had confirmed in myself, like, okay, I really think I'm gay. And people talk about how labels are damaging, which I guess, yeah, they kind of are, because I felt like I needed to fit myself in some type of box and explain what was going on there. But I felt like that would help me cope. But you're still confused. And so you still don't, you know, but you don't know for sure when you go through something like this. Because, you know, you're like, well, damn, I thought I was straight for 25 years, and now I think I might be gay, but what if I'm wrong again? Because clearly, I was not right about being straight. So how can I trust myself that this is the truth? So it's a very hard process of trying to decipher all that, but I had come to the conclusion that I was pretty sure that I was not straight. And, you know, obviously, if I was not straight, I could not be in a straight relationship. So by that second week, I had come to her telling her that I knew I had to end my relationship, which is something I never, ever thought I would do. I thought I was going to be in that relationship until I died or he died. And she gave me tools on how to address that and what I should be doing and how I should drop that bomb, essentially. And everything unraveled from there. That's my overview, I guess. That's kind of how we got here. I'm definitely going to do episodes about so many things in the future. I'm going to do an episode about, you know, coming out, an episode about religion. I'm going to talk about Compet, an episode on why I didn't realize I was gay. And if anyone listens to this and wants me to talk about anything specific, let me know. But yeah, overall, I think this is really important to talk about. I hope that this will help people who are not part of the LGBTQ community be more understanding. I hope it will help people who are going through similar things to get through it, or just to know that you're not alone, that other people go through this and have gone through this. And for those of you who know me personally and don't know what the hell is going on, this is so that you can understand, and so I don't have to keep explaining my story over and over again. I'm really scared to post this because this is essentially my full coming out. I feel I've come out to the people that I'm very close to around me. I've come out on certain social platforms. So yeah, this is my coming out. I'm a lesbian. For those of you who are shocked, I was too. It's been like 7 months, so I can resonate on it. Now I'm okay with this, but yeah, that's that. So I will see you next time, or you'll hear me next time. And thanks for listening.